Well, folks, we're back from the break, and inside the ring, Eddie Outlaw has been pacing back and forth, waiting for the arrival of Derek Lowe. Carried out of the ring and retired from WWA are Mean Mark, who turned out not to be that mean, and Lucas Stevenson, who has suffered a severe concussion from getting hit in the head by the Bling Bling cattle prong, courtesy of Roy Douglas. Needless to say, they won't be appearing back on any superstar shows anytime soon. Well, it seems Derek Lowe has finally made his way into the ring, so let's go to the ring announcer Michael Stuffer for our official introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest will be held under special stipulations that if you cheat, you will automatically lose this contest. Already in the ring and straight off the independent circuit, this is Derek Lowe.
At the age of 35, Derek Lowe honestly has no business flip-flopping from the big show to the indie leagues. Perhaps his attitude comes from the fact that, well, Lowe just doesn't love the business anymore like he used to. Forced into the ring with a rabid and furious Eddie Outlaw, my rumors mole say that Derek Lowe was shocked to see how talented WWA was, and he has officially petitioned the main office to have his brand new contract nullified. From what I'm being told, Mr. Petit has surprisingly agreed to release Lowe from his contract, but only under the conditions that he show up for tonight's contest against Eddie Outlaw.
And his opponent, he comes to us from Newark, New Jersey, and is the leader of the team he calls Most Wanted. Flanked ringside by America's sweetheart, CeCe, the super sidekick, the devilish Dakota Dave, and his brother, the Grand Wizard of Wrestling, Roy Douglas. WWA is proud to enlighten you with the presence of the former eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He's better than you. He's Eddie Outlaw.
Oh, and look at that. Outlaw's immediately getting in the face of Derek Lowe.
You can't stop me.
Lowe doesn't like the comments made by Outlaw. And, oh, he just popped Eddie Outlaw right in the jaw. Lowe, here he is on the attack. The referee sees this and immediately signals for the bell. And here we go. By Derek Lowe takes Outlaw off his feet and moving into the corner. Outlaw tries to block the wild stop, riddling his massive physique, turning into the crowd and mocking Outlaw with a red coat. The fans boo the efforts of Derek Lowe. Man, they hate Derek Lowe here in Detroit. The match just started. Hey, Lowe, don't get too cocky. Behind the gloating Lowe, Outlaw kips up, shaking his head. Oh, no, no, no. The prototypical superstar brushes off his glistening tan body like nothing ever happened. Lowe doesn't even see him. Oh, he's turning around, and Outlaw locks his massive pipes around Derek's body, arching backwards. He leans back. He leans back. Beautiful belly-to-belly suplex. And look at the horror oozing from the eyes of Derek Lowe. He can't believe it. Up to his feet and backing into the corner, Outlaw delivers a kick to the midsection of Derek Lowe, stunning the veteran. Spinning distant punch rocks the equilibrium of Lowe and wobbling into the center of the ring. With a tough love, Eddie Outlaw dragon suplex, hooking the leg for the cover and the count. One, two, no kick out by Derek Lowe, and sometimes you just need to stay down in order to live to fight another day. Slap in the face to Lowe by Outlaw for not allowing the contest to end, and insult to injury, and pulling Lowe back into an upright position. Eddie Outlaw points his opponent up into a torturous torture rack, pulling down hard and practically trying to break Lowe back in half. Eddie Outlaw has declared war on the WWA, and he told Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh this week that he didn't have to say thank you to the current World Heavyweight Champion, considering Eddie Outlaw was the reason why Mike Kavanaugh held the belt for as long as he did. Derek Lowe is up in the torture rack still, and he's refusing to give up, so Outlaw inflicts a little more pain by leaning back. He leans back into a brutal Samoan drop, slamming down hard onto the WWA logo. Derek Lowe rolls to his side, and folks, he looks hurt bad. We slump from behind, sets Outlaw up for a German suplex, and yes, he leans back for a third time, and good Lord almighty, dumps Derek Lowe right the hell onto the back of his neck, and I think he broke his freaking back. On the outside, CC hugs Roy Douglas and nodding his head with approval. Dakota Dave smiles to the crowd, repeating the phrase, simply the best. Pointing to the top turnbuckle, Outlaw reaches the apex, and leaping off halfway across the ring, he plows into Lowe with his loaded chamber flying headbutt. Shaking off the self-inflicted impact, Outlaw begs Lowe to get to his feet, and he's obliging, stumbling upright, hand on chest in pain. Outlaw locks in the round of chicken wing, dragging upward and applying the pressure. Lowe can take no more. He's tapping. Lowe's tapping. Eddie Outlaw has just defeated 3 WWE superstars in a matter of 20 minutes. My God, who's next?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by submission, the prototypical superstar, Eddie Outlaw!
Don't you ever forget, Eddie Outlaw is better than you.
What the hell is he doing? Outlaw has lifted Derek Lowe up onto his shoulders, and Roy Douglas is now on the apron, and he's mounting the top turnbuckle. Dakota Dave and CeCe have set up a table behind Eddie Outlaw, and I'm not sure what the hell Most Wanted is doing. Short Douglas just dove off the top rope. Outlaw leans back. Sit down, close by Mike Douglas. Knocks Lowe off Outlaw's shoulders, and my God, no! Through a table with a guillotine clothesline, and listen to the fans boo Most Wanted. This is Black Knight country. It's certainly not Most Wanted country. Raising their hands over the carnage zone. What says Derek Lowe, CC, Dakota Dane, Roy Douglas, and Eddie Outlaw have fired the first warning shot. Most Wanted is back. My God, they're back.